This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Roush, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 30th of August, 2022. The PM 40 closed down again for the third consecutive trading day at 51.42, down 93 points from the previous close. We'll highlight the winners and the losers right after these messages.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back. The top gainer for the day was Glatfelter, closing at $4.95, up 3.6%. Smurfit Kappa also gained, closing up 2.9% at $33.70. Other winners were PCA, Stora Enso, and WestRock. The biggest decliner for the day was Sappi, which closed at $2.70, down 10%. Rayonier Advanced Materials also lost, closing down 6.4% at $4.51. Other decliners for the day were Veritiv, Quad Graphics, and IT Tech Packaging.
You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2022, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.